This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. State Representative Larry Lee Jr. of Fort Pierce is the lone Democrat on the Treasure Coast legislative delegation. He's once again introducing a bill for a literacy jumpstart program to promote reading programs in low-income neighborhoods. He joined us to talk about it.
It's a great bill. Statistics show that if a child is not reading on third grade level, by the time they complete the third grade, their chances of not completing school increases dramatically. And also, law enforcement even use those test scores to determine how many beds they will need in the future, which is kind of sad. So we feel that reading is the key to turning around a lot of the poverty that we have.
And this is a pilot project that would be located solely in St. Lucie County.
Yes, and that's the unique thing about it. It's a pilot program. It's only about a $500,000 request that we're making. It's about $100,000 a year. And we have a team in place to operate it. The housing authorities on board. We're going to put it in one of the most disadvantaged areas of the county, and we're going for some of the most underserved. And if it works there, it'll work anywhere. But it's unique to St. Lucie County, and all eyes will be on us if we get this passed.
And you have another bill that deals with the issue of food deserts.
Food deserts are areas, and there are many times they're in disadvantaged areas where you find the lack of various healthy foods, fruits and vegetables. And we have several areas in our county where the elderly, in particular, may not have transportation to get to the supermarket to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. So this bill, and they call these areas food deserts because they don't have healthy foods in those areas. So this bill will encourage supermarkets and markets to come into those areas, and we give them a tax break if they bill in those areas. And they must buy their fruit, supermarket must buy their fruit and vegetables from local Florida grown fruit and vegetable growers. So what it does there, it also helps our local agricultural economy.
Now, I see you have a bill here that deals with dismissed petitions for protective injunctions for repeat violence. What does that deal with?
Yes, well, that was brought to me by a local constituent, and they had a situation which was pretty unique. Someone filed a report that they threatened their life, and it was unfounded, but it went into that person's public, into that person's record, and the judge basically threw it out. But it's on that person's record. Now, they had no way of knowing that was on their record, but they applied to do volunteer work in the school, and they kept getting turned down. They didn't know why, and come to find out, what happened was it was in their record that they had they were violent. That's one of those situations that has fallen through the crack.
And, of course, I'm sure that the health of the Indian River Lagoon is on your radar as we head into this session as well.
Yes, let me tell you a story, if you got a minute, about that. I went up there last year as a freshman legislator, and, you know, I lived around all this water all my life, but never really paid that much attention to the Indian River Lagoon and knew much about it. But I got a quick lesson up there when I voted on a bill that I should have done a little bit more research on. And after I did that, I decided to make sure that that would never happen again. I called some of our area's best minds together. There's about 14 of them. And what they do is they keep their eyes and their hand on the pulse of what's going on with that lagoon.
We've been speaking with State Representative Larry Lee Jr. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.